Hold on, Sugyo and Reisha and Tess, bring Metatzel Ner and Shabbos. First, Matthias is clearly over here in the Sugyo in numerous places. The idea of Ner by Chazal, we're not discussing what we think is a candle, we're discussing the cup itself. Mishnah says in the Chodesh, in the Yosha, we're discussing the cup. And after, in the Lashon of Chazal, we're discussing the candle, they call it Nel Shal Shaiva, Nel Shal Chalev. Here means the cup. Now we have the Mishnah and the Afim Dalet, and the Gemara says really the four different shitas negated two separate questions. The sugya of Nidat Katsoy ben Ashmoshet, it's Katsoy Lekuli Yomi, which Lashon of Chazal is called Muksa Machmas Isser. That means the different types of levels of Muksa there are, it's Kli Isser, it's Kli Heter, Muksa Machmas Kufay, and Soren Kis. Those are the four the Beis Yitzchak and Siman Shnichet starts off with. He says there are two more. There's either Indian Mitzav Seder and Mechubar. The second one, Mitzav the sugya of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. Now the terminology Muksa Machmas Isser, people seem to throw it around, at least in interesting cases, how exactly what it means. What it means, the Mishmur over here is very clearly. He explains that the idea of Muksa Machmas Isser is not a specific type of Isser. It just means Muksa, means Migdash Katsoy Berash Moshe, it's Katsoy Lekuli Yomi. The words of Mishmur and Sukkot Aleph, and he says it over. He says, Zen Nikub Gbor, Muksa Machmas Isser, the Kaim Alon Be Yisroel. It had its Isser, the Isser that was there before him, the Gamma's gone, it's Muksa Machmas Isser. Therefore, for example, by something that was Mechubar, it gets disattached on Shabbos, they call it Muksa Machmas Isser. Why? Because two disattached on Shabbos, they're allowed to. Once it gets disattached, it's Muksa Machmas Isser, meaning Migdash Katsoy. Sending against something like a Seder, a Fossil Seder, an animal wasn't caught yet. You catch it, it's over the Isser Mitzvah Muksa Machmas Isser, meaning the Isser that was before and we keep around. The idea of Migdash Katsoy and Shmoshes is Katsoy Lekuli Yomi. That's one type of thing the Mishnah is discussing. A second sugya muksa is muksa machmas mias. Muksa machmas mias. What comes out from the sugya, again, there were four different sheets over here. We have first, we have Yehuda sheet discussing the narrative, this couple of weekly movement. It says only chadosh and not yoshim. And what comes out is very clearly that he holds both muksas. Zay muksa machmas mias. That means in the case of yoshim, even though it was not lit on Shabbos, the maisa is muksa. And something that was lit on Shabbos, also you have an isra, mitzal sugya, and migidus katsoy. The second shito is a mayor. Mayor comes along and says anything that was already lit, the mice is mutter. As long as it's not lit on Shabbos, and lit on Shabbos, then you have a bayah even after it goes out, that's migdash katsoy. That means the mayor holds, did not hold a migdash machmas mios, that's beseder. Migdash katsoy, it can be machmer. Third shito of Shimon does not hold either one. That means whether it was lit before Shabbos, or it was lit on Shabbos, when out on Shabbos, he did not have the issim mitzah migdash. Migdash Katsoy, then the Muksa Mitzah, the idea of Muksa Machmas Mias. First, we have two questions here, and Yehuda holds the both, may hold the one, not the other. Shimon did not hold either one. Yes, on the whole cloud, on the whole entire cloud. The whole cloud. There's a fourth man, the Omer, of Loz, the son of Shimon, he came along and says, even when it's lit, if Shimon came out of it, he'll let have enough of it. It really seems to be a separate machlokes, so we have mitzvah, the sugya muksa machmas mitzvah, which Be'ez Hashem will get back to a different time. Aloch l'maisel, the Gemara Daf Kuf and Zayin brought down with the Beis Yosef over here, points out machlokes of Avinu and Rav Acha, which sheet do we go like. The Gemara comes out that Rav Acha is a meikel, and also muksa is a kula, or the Jundra Abonon. Therefore, Aloch l'maisel, we paskin, that muksa machmas mias l'maisel mi voter. When Migdash Katsoy ben Ashmoshes, it's Katsoy Lekuli Yomi will be Machmas the Sugya of Muksa Machmas Isser. That means one's Lekula, one's Lechumro. So, Kabbat Aloch Lamaita, how are you passing the gate to the Sugya of Muksa? You look in the barrel over here, he said, we're passing like Rav Meir. That's why really we're passing over here. The Taz says we're passing like Rav Yehuda. The other says, oh, we're passing like Rav Shimon by Muksa. You realize we're not really passing not Rav Shimon and not Rav Yehuda, we're going in between. We're passing back to Rav Meir Shito. The Pim Gun points out a little bit of a question over here. Why does everyone say, oh, well, we pass to Shimon, Shimon, Shimon? We don't. For example, Migdash Katsoy will mach against Rav Shimon, which is who? That's really a Meir Shito. But Meir says we do not hold a Muksa, except the concept of Migdash Katsoy of Muksa Machmas Isser. So, local Meir, we pass to Meir in between case that Muksa Machmas Mis is not Muksa, but the idea of Migdash Katsoy, the Meir will be Machmas for. Now we have over here this nair. First, it cannot be metatl or cannot be mistapik from it. It cannot be metatl. We'll get to the sugya of the zayin, to the sugya of bosses. That means the shemen and the cup has bayam tzad bosses. and take out shemen from inside to go use, you cannot do that. It says in Mishnah Berurah, the Maharam, for two different reasons. Either mitzad asuga or being mechabel. The Gemara in that cup beizam and aleph in Beya says you have a cup that a shemen lit from it, and you take out the shemen from it, you have the istereis of kivoy. But oitzad the Mishnah Berurah, second reason, the Maharam, mitzad asuga of muksa machmas mitzvah. Now, Kamina the Mishnah Berurah says mitzad asuga of yontif. By yontif you have no istereis of kivoy, you have it mitzad muksa machmas mitzvah. And second nafkamina, which again we'll have to get back to a different time, is sometimes people, when the candles go out on Shabbos, you have some wax left over. The wax that's left over is muksa machmas mitzvah, and there's a question, mitzvah, can you take this wax or the oil or the wicks, can you throw them in the garbage? But no, you have to wrap them up. If it's a segment on mitzvah kivoy, fine, no problem. But since the Mishavur says in nocha bayam to muksa machmas mitzvah, well, can have to the sugya muksa machmas mitzvah, the one after mehei, how to apply this cloud over here, can you take the wax during the week and you have a bayam inside the sugya of muksa over here and throw it in the garbage as biza mitzvah? Now, I'm not sure how far the oil got in the Gemara itself. The Gemara Daf Mem Dalet, Tilmim, Hey, Mun Aleph. The Gemara Daf Mem Hey discusses a case where a person lit his Chanukah Neris outside, where the question was, can he lit outside, Mokum Sakono, where there was Chavroi. The question was, on Shabbos, after the candles go out, can he bring it back inside? Because the Goyim will go see he lit outside. And it's very dangerous to, for him, the fact that he lit outside. The question really is that the candles went out. We pass gemidas katzoy like a mayor is going to be ulcer. But could we be semech b'am shimon b'makom sakana? It's very dangerous over here. Says the Gemara very clearly. Since over here is makom sakana, kedayu b'shimon lismach lo b'shachet chak. That means even though we pass gemidas katzoy to be machmer, we semech upon against the yudah b'shimon like against the yudah the mayor like b'shimon b'shachet chak. The person can move his chanuk in there after goes out back inside. Now the words of Gemara b'shachet chak. Come on, Rashi says it means b'mokum sakono, when it's dangerous. Sakono. What does it mean, sakono? Come on, the Magavim over here by us in Sivkon Aleph, it brings down that you, they first off quoting the Shulti Gevara that says, b'mokum emas goyim, the goyim are, you're afraid of them, they're going to hurt you, they're going to injure you. The Hura, you can be semich upon them, shimin, and then not hold the muksa machmas iser. Says the Magavim, however, read Rashi. Rashi is b'mokum sakono. Only b'mokum sakono you have a right to bring it inside. That means the chiddush that the Mishmur is understanding, sorry, the Magavram is understanding from Rashi, that a mokum sakana is dangerous outside. The only reason why you can bring it back, mokum sakana, you know why? Is a b'shimin out there. Otherwise, no b'shimin, you have no right to bring it back. Says the Shlomo Kluger, Chok Moshlomo, the page of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Chavtes, let's say a person put himself a matzav of koach nefesh. He was not allowed to use a b'sheya, not do the correct thing. He has every right to go save himself, it's v'chai b'hem. The Maisa, true, what he did was wrong. Right now, they're coming to go kill him. He can go save himself. Him Shalom Kluger, Magavram, Rashi, not allowed to. The Chiddush also meantime is, you put yourself in Matzah B'Koach Nefesh, the Gemara says the reason why you can move it back inside, you know why? Kedai to be Samech HaMashimim Shasad Chak. There's no Hashimim, you'll be stuck. So Rashi, the Magavram is understanding, the Pasha Magavram, Rashi is Sakono, Sakono means Sakono. I said Shalom Kluger clearly on this, and Mishmur is understanding Pshat the Magavram, he quotes the Magavram, says Sakon, means Sakon and Mamish, and therefore, Echnami, you have to die for it. You cause yourself to be in that situation, you're responsible for your actions. How far? Till death, you're responsible for your actions. People try to get away with their actions, you're responsible for whatever you do, it's your responsibility. It's your chayas. How far? Mamish, how far are you talking? You did it. Who said it killed what he did? What right to go move
okay,
Moksha?
Not that he did it, though.
Fine. That's a Chazal said Sheva Pais, leave it as it. You're responsible for your actions. Massive Chiddush. Massive, the person can come along and argue. Mishmur, you bring down the Magavram, and the question they ask, Soif Chosoif Bechai Bem, is either they have given Pshat the Magavram, or they argue the Magavram. And against Rishlam, clearly against this Malach, first they point out, again, the Ritva that came out in the 1980s, 1990s, they did not have. He really brings down Rashi, says Pshat the Kono. Rashi, he means Pshat the Kono, does not mean Skon of Koch Nefesh. It means the Konas Momin, Tzar HaGuf will injure you, it means you lose the money, it means real Koch Nefesh, Vadanat. And therefore, the Taisha Shabbos also brings down the Magavram. He said, when it says Sakon, it even means Sakon, it means what? 1 in 10,000. It was not a Mokum Koch Nefesh to get Shabbos, right to Bechal Shabbos, it means a Chash Rokuk. Kiveget says this way, the Nashal, Matzah Shekel, the Kamuk, and say when even Sakon does not mean that way, and therefore the Mishmur, when he says it over, he says, what's the case where he can move it? He says, like the Shil Gibarim, even they come to injure you and hurt you, like Kayu Shabbos, to like Mogarom. He listened to the Mogarom, Kapashis, the Mishnah Bureau, means Sakon, means Sakon, Mamish. He passed it against him, it means anything that's nichon together of Sakon, Shashwachok, going to injure you, that's all nichon together of Sakon, they have a right to be summoned upon him, Shimon. That means it comes along, even though we're passing Migidis Katsoi, Mokam and Chak, Yeshimin Lismar, Lohokal, whatever the get of Sakona means, meaning anything that's a Shash Ruachak, or where a person can't be Mekal.
What
was the Isser? Is there, you look candles outside, can you bring them back inside? And the Goyim will see the candles there.
In general, by the regular case, saying, Isser, by lighting your house, right? The flame, right?
Right, so the Isser is that you cannot be Metal to Mitzat Bosses. And to take the shemen out, you cannot be mitzat kivoy.
The
flame. We'll get to that from Zion. We don't learn the sugya of shalavis yet. Right now, the assumption mishpura starts off, the mom starts off, it's the boss of the flame.
Right.
There'll be a sugya of Zion that's the boss of the flame, and there'll be a question why that's so, or what's the issue of a flame? Massive question. Then get to our lamps, what's the issue of a flame? That's not our sugya right now. We didn't get to the Gemara yet. They do, I can point out that this man, this Amoyo wants to light outside. If you light outside a flatbush, mokum asakona, your yoytze, a chanukah neris or not. It sounds like be'etzim, your yoytze elsewhere you light outside. I have a friend of mine who buys 8 boxes and 8 menorahs. Because he lights outside the flatbush every night and they smash it every night. So the mice said, are yoytze? They point out on this gemara, the mice said, your yoytze. Except the question to move it in out afterwards, of b'sonoch b'shim b'shachat chak. What? That could be. They can't die. But the mice said, they smash it every night. Can't die. Well, the Aga points out also when he says the concept of Sakon over here, they get involved in the rest of Hanukkah, what the definition is, can you light Mokum in a soul, Yoytze inside? This ritual four comes out, you Yoytze lighting inside, and the Isness of the Asher says, now light inside. He said, the new ritual that came out of four against him. I count this ritual. Now, there are two side points over here that we saw all the time, just to point out, this is the Makar for this halacha. One time there's a question, can we talk Muksa of a Mokum Hefsid? Really, it's a Simon Shinla Medal, it's a base over here, the Sefer HaTrumo. Discuss the person can be talk to Muksa of a Mokum Hefsid. If so, the Kamlung Mishmur on this halacha negates this, maybe it's moving in Bashat and Chaka for Hefsid Shabbai. Why in the Maitha are we discussing Mitzad Hefsid? Stamla move it in, Mitzad Halacha and Sefer HaTrumo and Simon Shinla Medal. Says the Shaitin to answer that the whole time they say a Shumu is being Mekel Shinla Medal in case of a fire. And Tech Baholo will do a Malacha Deraiso. That's what the say the Het of Shinla Medal is, which we discussed then in this Shaitin over here. The Shaitin points out the Het of Shinla Medal of Baholo is not a Het of Muxo. It's a Het of Muxo when the Tech Baholo then we make on the Sugyo Muxo. Otherwise, you only make on the Sugyo Muxo. That's one Shaitin over here. A second thing is, we're discussing over here when a person has a ner of shemen inside. First has a ner of shaiva, has the same halacha. Let's say you have the case of ner of shaiva that was not lit yet. What's the halacha of this candle that's not lit? Is it klishim lach l'isser? Or no, it's what they call muksa machmas gufo in mitzad yisoid, it has no assumptions of heter, and therefore it's like klishim lach l'isser, sukbet, category 2, and therefore the halacha of muksa machmas gufo. So this is the Ma'amokim again, we saw in Simon Shinches, I think Lamadal, the Shuob, and Kibbutam, Machlokes Yaivitz, versus the Magarom. What's the halacha of a candle that's not lit? Vic over there, he went like a Magarom, he argued through in the Yaivitz at the end. Over here, came along the Shaitin and points out, we pass like the Magarom. Magarom holds, again, that a Klishum, that Ner Shal Shaivitz, Klishum Akhlisser, says the Mishabruah, that's how the Maisa we pass can over here. The mice over here on the simon itself, the three Gdolei Achronim will argue with the Mishnah Berurah on this question. One, you look at the Kiva Eger at the end of the simon, he's discussing about the Sugya Muksa Machmas Isser, Mios, on Sivav. He brings down the Balamor and he wants to tie in something that has no Shtamchus, Mitzak Gufoy. Therefore, also now the Hetim Mitzak Koimoy. And therefore, he is one of the man, the Omer of Kiva Eger, the holds of Category 2 Luchum over here, not like his Mishnah Berurah. His second man, Malkum, is Archa Shulchan over here, and he writes, on the case of a candelabra, of candlesticks, he says, in those days, it could be they have other shtamshas. But Zmanazai says, our leicher have no shtamshas. Therefore, even if it's not lit, it's nichon in the category of muksamach maskufoy. And he writes, yish time, the moin am makes a mistake. They think something that's not lit, it's klishim lach lisser by the candlesticks. It's not so, it has no other use candlesticks. They were all candlesticks that are Orach HaShulchan. You come to write to Megalsa Oilam, it's a mistake. It's a Mukhtamak Maskufoi. Has no use for the Gov, Mimela has no use for Mekoimai, and therefore cannot move it at all your candlesticks. They point out the Maya Sinam Mishmarua left the Shulchan Aruch as is, but now Machalchin and Nera and candlesticks. And he lived the same time as the Aruch HaShulchan. They both wrote the Mishmarua and the Aruch HaShulchan in the 1880s. And obviously, Lashitas again, he disagrees. That the Yisrael of a candle, even though it has no Gufay, so it goes out of Klishimach Lesser, a candlestick that was not lit, also in the category of Klishimach Lesser. A third time over here, also in the segment, Kamal Chazanish discusses on the Sugi of Tanai, that the Machlokis Mechavr Samo, the Ban, other Rishonim, if Tanai helps. Kamal Chazanish, you want Taina, but it's Manazet, Tanai Avad doesn't help. Could we say, Tanai can knock away the boss of the Mitzvah that shall have us? But circle soif, it's mukhtam machmas gufay, because today we have no other use for it. It's kveilay makoim. The Chaznish does end off. However, the Achrenim asasmo against what he writes, but Zarachian. Again, come looking, another makoim in our sugyo against the Mishibur, the certain category base. So bet, to be machmo that Klishma Isser has to get the mukhtam machmas gufay. Again, either have a kivagir on Sevav, or we have the Archashulchan over here on Sevav. Or you have the Chazanish on Sifdal over here, all come along with the saying Yisoid, that something has no use at all. Mitzad Gufoy has been made of falls into the category of Muxamakos Gufoy. Chul Mishmur does not go that way. Again, they feel the Shayatin over here. So our local Meister, what to do with Sukbet? Again, we mentioned we learned the Sugi Barichos, and Chur Kubi is Makhlish Yishoidim, the Raja versus the Balamor, as Kibeg himself points out over here. Meister's form are usually choshir lechachila, agam pashit mishmuot nukulo. Again, you have a kivegar, the choshul lechanish, the maisel machmer, and therefore avad lechachila is formed to try to be machmer with this sheet over here. The local of Zebes is local when the person had the candle, was lit, and he went out. Again, we have the local migins katsoy, but the shmoshas is katsoy lekulayomai. The local is that I cannot move it. What does it mean you cannot move? To come along the Beis Yosef and Imigdan the Machlokes Rishonim, the mean you can move the Tzarakuf from the Kaimai, but not Macham Latzel, or you cannot move it at all. The Mordechai wants a tiny, you can move it now, Tzarakuf from the Kaimai. Myself, the Machaber and the Simus of the Pesach were not the way. They're very clear that once it was also in Ben Hashmoshes, Sai Macham Latzel, Sai Tzarakuf from the Kaimai, the idea of Migas Iskatzoi is going to take the whole Muksa that was Ben Hashmoshes and extend it through the whole entire Shabbos. And therefore, even though it goes out, still has a lock over here, there'll be also even Sargufay and Mekarmai. The Moabia come along and discusses when a person has this Ner that went out, the mice it's moist him. Disgusting. We see from the Sugyo that the Ner over here, in the case of a Cheres, when it goes out, it's moist. Can he go move it into the Sugyo of Graf Shuri'i? It's come along, Ramon wants to tie into the Yish Oimim that a person is an Istinus. Then he has the right to go move it. If he's an Issus, he's the right to go move it. The Taz says, if he's an Issus, he's the right to go move it. Come on, the Bach, and he says, you don't understand. Only an Issus has the right to go move it. Every person has the right to go move it. Why in every person? He says, with the Gemara, Dav Kukhov, Dal Lom, and Aleph, discussing Rav Nechemio, how the world according to him that he holds only way to move a pot or plate. It's only with Ikirish Tamshus, it's there to mishtamish it. How do we clean off the table on Shabbos from our place? Says Gemara, you know why? Because he holds in the case of Graf Shuri'i. That's for a regular person. If so, says the Bach, if you have any ner that's on your table that's moist to anybody, should have the heter of Graf Shuri'i, and anyone should be able to move a ner on Shabbos. This cup that has no flame inside, no oil inside, it's moist. Why does an Isnis should move it? Any person should move it. And therefore, the Erlo Shabbos, the Magavram, El Yabbe, Paskin, anybody should move it. That means they come along with Makoikis. Magavram and the Bach versus the Taz and the Ramah, who has the right to go move a Ner that went out because the Sugya Machmas Mukta Machmas Mias, does it have a head of graph, Shuri or not? It's a head of graph. Taz says it does not have the head of graph, and the Bach says it does have the head of graph. Come on, Lemish, when we got two Shikas, he starts over the Bach and the El Rabba Magavram was Makel. He ends up how the Derchaim is Sosim, seems to go like the Ramah, only in Istanis has a head over here. Now, there are 2 points over here. Number one, come on the passage, I'll bring you a rayo that there is no heter graph over here. Because if there's a heter of a graph, then why do we have to come along, have a sugya muksa machmas mias? Machlik is a lily makel. Well, you know what? Let's be machmer. You have a heter of a graph. You have a heter, it's a graph. So it must be that something is miyat is not a graph. It's disgusting, but it's not a graph. That's what Taz says. So first, this to answer this question, they point out it's not a raya. Graph should be, we lose the sugya already. We know that certain klolim, for example, says the Eli Rabba, graph should be the heter of only makom dirasoi. Mashen give miyat love heter any place. That means if you see something in miyat in the street, you have a right to go move it. It's not, we're not, muksum makom miyat, it's not muksum shabbos. Right, only muksum makom miyat will have heter. Therefore, there's a chilm between muktzim. Again, it's taz. If wording the heter muktzim makmas miyos, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Shimon. Just be make all graph terms. There's a chilm. Graph has it's a term. Does not apply all cases. My point out the lomd is what's the side of the machlokes over here. Really, the side is what is the definition of graph shuri. We mentioned already that the chur is the basic machlokes. If the gather of graph shuri is inimus, or the gather is mois. Is it lack of pleasantry? You have wrapped it in the floor, came along with some mezam, and he says, nichol together, that's not nice, pastish, that's graf shari. Came along with Aruch HaShulchan and says, you have dung on the floor from the sauce, a horse, it doesn't smell, nah, that's not moist. That's really be like terrible. So obviously we have a large gamut of understanding what's the definition of graf shari. The Pnei Shur once say that Pasha Makhlech HaSugyas, the Gmon Kuk of Dalva Manal is calling a case of inimus, place of inimus. Mashenke would not get yet to Dafim Zayin, the Gmon calls the case of moist. According to the Machlokes, they point out between the Taz and the Nashom against him specifically. Nashom says, what do you mean? Every Mois is Graf Shuri. Says the Shalmi Yenison, what's the Machlokes? Machlokes is what defines Graf Shuri. The Taz is understanding something that's Mois is not Graf Shuri. He writes that. Mois is not Graf Shuri. And if he wants to tie it, it's Mois, and a regular person has no right to go move it. Only an Ishtis has the right to go move it, because him it really bothers. He has the Heter. Otherwise, a regular person has no right. It's Mois? Mois is not Nechle Graf Shuri. That means he needs understanding, has to be disgusting. Has to be located at Soya, Kiyo, right? Things like that. Mash Engen, what's that now? Hashem the Chalkim is saying? Could be Peshat from the Bach. Bach said, where's the getting this sugya from? In the case of Korah, moving in place. Rav Nechemia, Inimus. The Bach's arguing, you know why? It's not nice. You have an error of Cheres over here. It's not nice. Now, where's the case of place in the table? Go move it. They will come along the Bach and said, even if he's not it, anyone go move it, because for him it's moist. For everybody it's moist. So come along, when we discuss Graf Shuri, we mentioned quickly the Taz over here. Bechor is very clear now, and we seem to have two sheets over here. Has the Mishnah Paskin? He doesn't. He picks, says the Bach went to Kula, Ein der Chaim, and Ramah seems to go to Chumro. So again, this is Nochamar Mok, we see these Sodom Achleikas. Again, we said then it could be there's a little bit of an in-between level over here. Not something like graph is on the floor, but something just not nice. The Mishnah Am certainly does not seem to go with the Gedo, the Taz. Has to be moist legamri, mamas like soya and kio. Seems to be the moin am with more the ghetto. Something that's not nice. This is a good graph should be. Now this halachah to beis. We're saying when the candle when it goes out, the halachah the person cannot move it. Can't move it. Why? Mingis katzoy ben eshmoshes es katzoy lekuli yomri. Everyone here knows halachah simin shin test if valid. A sugya of something that you plan to remove on Shabbos is nichlas sugya bosses. That means we know Rashi sheet is that you plan to remove, let's say, the candle off the table on Shabbos. So once it was there, Benesh Moshes, the whole day of Shabbos, the table is the bosses. Masha Enkin is Sefer Shumo, Rubeinu Tam. He holds, when you plan to remove something on Shabbos, not Nichol Sugya bosses. Therefore, we discuss when you have a pot with something is protecting it, Mitzad the Sugya of Atmono, who's coming from Shabbos Shu, Kemal Rubeinu Tam, Sefer Shumo says, you know why it's not a bosses? Because you plan to remove it on Shabbos. How to move it? We saw the Bialok says you can only do near, not tilt him, not that. Why? It's a chetzi bosses. The question is, if so, this halach will be in Sib Beis. When you plan to remove, what happens? You have a cup over here, you have shemen over here, and you have flame over here. The flame plans to go out 3 hours into Shabbos, 6 hours into Shabbos. It goes out naturally. That's what happens to fire. It burns out the flame, unless you have a massive cup, like one discusses, or shishas over here, otherwise it goes out. So the flame goes out over here. According to Sefer Truma, the cup is left over. It's now Shabbos morning. Can you go move it? Do you ever have to go and say, but there's no sugya bosses over here. Is it a ma'aser motor? Is it a motor? It's come along with Tad and says, I feel the say, but the ma'aser should be motor. And the answer, of course, here is halacha. Why? Because ma'aser oilam over here is machmer. And Simon Shintas, oilam by the case of a mapa, oilam is mekel. And over there, right, for the steers halacha. How the world over here, oilam is machmer when it goes out. The next day, you cannot move the cup. And yet, by the case of Mappa, then Mekel, and the ends of it over there, and Shimon Shintet, Thorachin, Steers Halacha, this is Halacha to base, the Steers the Sugya of a Mappa, everyone knows you have a But tablecloth, you take it off, and it seems to be mekel. That's his kasha. But Maisi says he's soy, says the Taz. Couldn't say about Shumo, the couple might be mutter. There's no bosses. Says the Machzor Shekel, and it's very control. Says, since we know we have Rashi versus Taisus, Rashi versus Shreva Shumo, Lochel might add we paskin. We paskin, Mishmugo, like Magabom, but Mok may have said to keep mekel, like to save on Shumo. Then for the Machzor Shekel, it's very solid, said Echonami. Mok may have seen one move the cup, no problem. This is Mamas to save on Shumo's case. Could the Sefer Truma Machab has tossed him against it? But we the Meister, since the Machzor Shekel is very solid, we the Meister can make a Mok Mehefse move this cup over here, move this snare over here. Is this true according to Sefer Truma, that this cup is nickel in his heter over here? Again, Tan says it is the heter, yes, there is, and those who passing this cup over here has the heter of Sefer Truma. Kamal Lubi Alokha says no. Sefer Truma has no shaykhus this equipped over here. He has three separate reasons. One come along, he says, take his last reason, because that's what the Rashi brings down. We want to tighten over here, when a person has this there, this cup over here, can he tilt it out to the Shemin out on Shabbos? He can't tilt it out. Why? Kivoy. So come along that a person cannot be metaltal this there, Benesh Moshes. It's not like the case of the Seva Tumor, when you have the Atmono, you have the wool on top of the pot, you can take it off Benesh Moshes. Here, but Poil Benesh Moshes cannot be metaltal because it's a Shemoy. The Yivah says, Yerashbo, Mata Yehuda, Eli Rabba, and all this come along and say, you cannot be metaltal, you cannot do near Menesh Moshes. Therefore, even according to the Sefer Truma, there won't be a heter over here. Are you planning to move it on Shabbos? That's true, because it goes out naturally. But you have no way to go move it on Shabbos. You couldn't do that. Oh, when it was still lit. Menesh Moshes, you cannot be Menaret. You couldn't do that. Therefore, Mitzada Sugim Shemen, there's no heter even according to Sefer Truma. Even according to Sefer Truma. Kamal Bialochan says it's very good by case of Shemin. What about the case of Nelson Shaiva? That is only also two more reasons, says Mr. Bureau. He said in the Khori cannot be Minar, the Ner shall Shaiva out inside the Sugi of Kovat Shabbos. You have a Chiv to have the Ner on the table on Shabbos over here. According to coming to Prima Glam, you have a Chiv to go have it over here. He says, not with the reason quoting the Taisu Shabbos, there's a fundamental difference over here. By the case of the, when you have the Tzemer on the top of the pot, you're moving the Tzemer. By the case over here, the Shemin, are you moving the Shemin? No. The Shemin just disappears. It naturally goes out. So maybe the whole Sefer Truma's case is Dafka, when you can remove the thing, so the thing underneath it has a heter. The pot has a heter. He's not moving it, it just disappears. So maybe when it disappears, there is no heter, the Sefer Truma over here. Since he's not removing it, it just disappears. So again, so we have three reasons in the Bialok over here why the Sefer Truma does not apply, which then answers the Steers and the Taz. And then we come along, but Etzim could be the minute we make a like the case of Mapo. And Mishmur said, Echlami, you can't be Mekel by the case of Mapo. And this case is different. Why, either one reason why you cannot be Menah Benesh Moshes, which has either Issa Kivoy, the second reason is that the Chiv of having in there as covered Shabbat, or third reason, you're not removing it, it disappears naturally, Shemin, and therefore you have no single bosses over here. There's a fourth reason that the Akronim discussed, we'll have to get back to, the going went with El Rabo, got a prime on the page, Chaz Nish. Something that's miyuchel lekach will not have this heter of the Sefer Truma. This cup of it is made to have oil, made to have a flame inside. It's miyuchel lekach. I mean, the pot's not miyuchel to have tzemer on top of it. It's not miyuchel. The table's not made to have neiros on top of it. But here, it's miyuchel lekach. Therefore, this case over here will be also. Which then you really have to analyze. We have three svaras over here. Why call the Sefer Truma the mitzvah? A person has to be machmer, or even call the Sefer Truma. We discuss a case when a person, let's say, he lit Chana Kneris on a tray, or the Shabbos Kneris on a table, in a chair, in a hotel. What's the lacha? He lit on the chair. Bosses. Maisa came along the Goyim, they cleaned up the Shabbos Kneris, they picked the chairs, they mixed it all together in the hotel. And the Maisa argued, and then the question was, all the chairs also on Shabbos, are those Yish Lamatir? Because one chair is Muksa, all of them are Muksa. Then the question, the hotel had 1,000 chairs, there could be Muksa on Shabbos. Came along different people, one of the Orcha Shabbos, he writes, brings down the story, it says very simple. Mokum Hefse was Soymach on the Sefer Truma. Soymach on the Sefer Truma. Now let's understand this. The Sefer Truma, again, he's being Mekel in what case? For the case where you have this pot, this Tzemer on top of it. He's not being Mekel, we have this cup with the Shemin inside, and the Mishpu for three reasons. Either you cannot do a case of Nir, Mitzad Kivoy, Mitzad Kavod Shabbos, Mitzad Sugi, you're not removing it. This chair over here, the same three problems over here? The same three reasons to be machmir over here? Can you manar the when it was lit, can you manar the Shemin out? when it's lit, can you, as Kavod Shabbos, can you put it out? Is it going out by itself? Well, you have the same few problems over here. That's what you could say. The chur doesn't mean makel on the Aseva Truma. What's the other kund to be halacha? Oh, that was the second reason why they discussed in after Ramos Shito. That's not yours. Can I ask something that's not yours? The question was not, maybe they can, because they gave you the right to go light in the hall. They gave you the chair for your stamshes. That was the second sort of discuss, which Yesh Lotham. But Reuben did not go that far. He didn't like that far. He went only as far as to say about Shumo. Which, if that's a question, we can ask even a better question. Every table, what's the Lachos Tama table? The case of the mapa, the shulchan on top of it. Sorry, the mapa, the top of the shulchan. Couldn't say about Shumo, we want to be Mekel. Couldn't say about Shumo, how? You have a candle over here, you can't do the case of Nir. Namitat Kod Shabbat, Namitat Isser. And it gets you moved by itself. So who's taking make on the table? So the Tas said, "We tell me he's lishtalsoi." Tell you who says Meshmu and Simonoi Shain Zayin. He says that he writes. Kol say about Shumo, what to go do when the candles go out? He said on the table, "Mechel he can't be mekel." Meshmu himself says it. So the question is, what's the difference in the case of a chair and a table versus the case of a cup? Kol the Tas is a last of the kasha. I think it's very simple. Yesh lechalik. We mentioned again last time, can a person move a Ner on Shabbos till the Matzav starts over Heter? Can you take a candle and move it over here with your hands? You can, but Goy can do be a Dayan Mamish. That means it's possible to move the cup with Shemin inside. You're allowed to. Till the Matzav. You can do till the Matzav, Goy can do be a Dayan. Oh, no, that's Beloch is what discussed the question, right? But there can come to use it, and you want to make it better. But to move it, might be allowed to. Might be allowed to. Told him that's mutter. So it's possible on a chair. Let's say you have candlesticks on the table. You move from this part of the table to the other part of the table. I allow to move it with a stick. Told him that's that. The mother might scream at you, but otherwise, luckily, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. You're allowed to take a stick to told him that's that and move the candlesticks from one end to the other end. So it's that two of the what? Well, move the table, you might have a bayah, you have to have a chiv to have it on the table. And also, might fall, might have a, then you might have a bayah, might be a psikrish of a kipoy. Lachor, if it's sinning, you move it from. What? No, it goes out. I'm just saying that, yeah, once it goes out, you have to down say about Shumo. But when it's on, there's a different case. Over here, discussing the bialocha, we have a cup, and we want to pour out from the cup the shemen. That's kipoy. Remember, the cup, you want to pour it out, then the candle will go out. Right? Or the problem covered Shabbos, you want to pour it out, you have to have a cup with it there on the Shabbos table. What we're discussing over here, the cup, those two reasons would not apply the case of a table and not by the shulchan. The only question is the Bialocha has one other story, and so what? That goes out by itself. That's the third story brought down over here. That will not have the cool of the Seva Chumo. When it goes out by itself. Before that, you see in the Mishabu, the case of a shulchan, the case of a chair, not to hold that sorrow. Because every case of a shulchan goes out by itself. So Gami brought out three reasons to be halacha. Of course, two of them we only held of. Agam, I think it was the first one he brings down, and because it goes out by itself, that's his first swara, sounds like he didn't hold of it. Which is a point. Why might I say it brings down, does not seem to really hold of the swara of the Taisha Shabbos. Now, Kamal Vavachas of Gimel discusses when a person can you put a kikur lechem on top of an erev. Kamal the Beis Yosef clearly writes that the kikur tzidnik is adopted by mace, not for other cases. Therefore, let's say you have a cup over here, an erev over here, and you want to move and put a piece of lechem on top of it. The lechem is you cannot go do that on Shabbos. Kamal Vachonim or Rishonim discussed, can you put the lechem there before Shabbos? Why the Shalom is that now you have a bosses to the Shalavis, and the bosses to also the Heter of Chalom, and they have a bosses to Isla Heter. Maybe a person has to go right to go move the Nair and tell the Sigil, Bosl is letter. Kamal, the Machabim says the Maisha does not work for the case of Nair. So Gimel does not work. Even Lechem, it's Osir. Why does it not work? Two reasons among the Gdolah for him. One, the Taz says, from the Beis Yosef, why? Because Is the Mokhoshiv. The Shemin, or the real the Shelheves, is Mokhoshiv than the Chal over here. Fine. One Svar, Yishlod and Yishlain. Focus on the second svar. Kamal the Mishpun, he went baker like the Magavram, which could be then saying this is Pshanda and Beis Yosef. They're saying that what is in there made for? A cup is made to hold oil on top with having flame inside. That's what it's made for. So this is the Ikir Asiyah. Putting bread there is what? The cup is being Meshabbos, the flame and bread. It's not mishamish of flame. I mean, not being mishamish of bread. A cup does not hold bread there. The cup is made to hold the oil with the wick, with the flame. That's what it's made for. To put bread there and say, us mishamish two things, what's more chashiv, that's a joke. It's not being mishamish the bread. That's just not true. That's just not, the words just aren't true. It's made for what? It's made to mishamish what? The flame. And therefore, it's a bustle to the flame. It's coming to hold the flame and not coming to hold the bread over here. I heard a rabbi explain, someone wants to take his candelabra, his candlesticks, and wants to move it on Shabbos. He said, very simple, so I'll take a tie and hang his tie around one of the arms. Take a tie and hang it around. So bust the flame, it's a tie. Got a very fancy tie. I'm sure you guys will tell me what tie was, very fancy. More caution than the flame over here. I said, that's a joke. You don't hang your tie in the candlesticks. That's not a bust. The candlesticks are not made to hold up your tie. It's not. This is not so. So the whole idea of bust is what? It's a tough old kind of shamish thing on top. This is not what's made to mishamish the thing on top. Masreki the shulchan. We see in the table, we know the loch, everyone knows, the many years you have a table, you have candlesticks, and you have bread. Because the table is made from two things. Made to have your lech mishnah there. Made to have your food there. It's made also to have your shalevis there. So they gave to your shulchan and we'll have the heter. That means very clear, on the nair, on the cup of the candelabra, you cannot put bread there, would not help, it's not made for it. On your table, the maisa, you have bread, and also you have shalevis, it would help. What happens when something that's not the nair and not the case of the table, but the tray, the magash? People have a tas, a tray, underneath the candlesticks. Could they put a diamond ring on top of the tray, and then after it goes out, Shabbos morning, they want to move the tray with the candlesticks on top of it? Now, why would they want to move it for? If they want to move it, why can they pray the kids going to come and knock over the candlesticks and move them inside Hefzit? Not allowed to do. But let's say you want to move, why can the Mekayim might have guests coming? So now what's more chashiv? Yeah, the diamond is more chashiv than the shel hefes that was there. Can a person pick up the tray and move the mice that has candlesticks that has a diamond ring on top of it? Now the question first, to get to bosses in general, when you have chalz on the table and you had the shel hefes ben hashmoshes, when you move the table later on, a couple of hours later, do you have to have chalz on top of it? That will have to get back to smachlik shapoyskim. Someone tiny, you have to have the chalz then also when you move it. Someone tiny, you don't have to. Well, the question over here is, how do you look at this tray? Is this tray being mishamish the diamond ring, and also the shalavis? And then whatever's chashiv can move the tray, or not? So this is a question to Moshe, to Tulei Shabbos, Pinim Narachayim Chelukain, he says, no, Maisim Yuchav Aneris. Just like we see over here the concept, that the cup over here, you cannot put the bread there. Why? It's not made for the bread. But also the tray over here wasn't made for, it's made for Aneris. The diamond ring does not belong there. No one ever puts there. There's no sheikhs there. To go do the Lamaisa can't do that. Yeah, Kametsky says the same story. Emekachuva says the same thing. Ravosa says the Maisa over here, of course, it doesn't help. There's no sheikhs to the diamond ring. Now, I know there are certain places who pass on the kula. I've heard people, they told me, the Rav told them. The one Maimok they told us was the Shmir Shabbos Kulkosai. The Shmir Shabbos and the old prince, he wrote Lamaisa that a Magash, a tray is made for everything, Lamaisa. It's made for whatever you want. You pour it, then you put the candlesticks on top of it. But you buy the silver tray, can we chalz here? Put whatever you want on top of it. Serve it with food. But you bought it, and then it's different than there. And there, the Meister, the whole formation by the company was to be in there, a candelabra, for you shall have it on top. The tray is what? The silver source tells you to do whatever you want with it. You choose. What? Yeah, yeah. Coin tip means anything. Whatever's more chashiv. The Meister, we wrote him in Eisenberg 10 years ago. That Lamaisa, why can you miyachet something? We see, we get to the sugya, meet miyachet Lamais. We see the idea that we can miyachet something for Shabbos, and now this is what's made for. So Lamaisa did not write back to us, but Lamaisa, he wrote back the new prints. He changed it. Sechlami, he wants to read Moshe the new prints, and Tainas, Lamaisa wants to, it's made for this, and this is its function. He sends you back to Moshe, to the Shabbos. Like this halacha over here. But of course, a diamond ring Lamaisa would not help, or chal would not help, because Lamaisa right now is made for your candlesticks. And they were the strong of quote the Shmir Shabbos closely. And the old prince, I assume, just like the Shmir Shabbos changed, they also have to change. Fine. Maisa, again, the Paschim or Mekel, again, they're coming from the Shmir Shabbos court. It's not all that way. It was Chaser in the new print that came out a couple of years ago. They put Bezil Orbach, the Shmir Shabbos. Others, the Maisa, are coming along to be Mahmer. Hagam, there is a tshuva. It says Eliezer. He discusses and he says, no, there's a very different case. But one time again, that this case of it, it's made, and the whole formation was made for an error. The diva cannot be made, put on the chal on top of it. It's not so. Mashiach tray is made for everything. Who cares what you're miyachad for? Circle, type. You can have things there, whatever you want there. Diva, there is a tzitzel yed, the shuvah chal gebet, he the maisel mekel. Maisel, there seems to be a dasyakad over here.
Isn't that the way the Mishnah Berurah is mashma?
No. Why is it mashma that way?
Because the nair is made for that, but the tray is not made.
But
you take any tray.
That's true.
Right?
But we see that the idea of yichud. That's true. If it's made 100%, you're right. But we see, we'll get to the sugya again today. That's true. So that's the other took from the words. The words are not the point. What's the lumdus behind it? We don't just read words sometimes. This is not we malak it quoting sources. We're going to try to understand these sites. The site is what? This comes from Mishamish Nat. And just like we understand, we'll get the sugya today, mitzvahs miyachad v'mois, we can miyachad things. The concept over here is not what it's made for. The concept is what? This holds that. This does not hold your diamond ring. It does not hold your challah. It's not made for that. No one does that. So this being Mishamish, two things. A lukos mo choshev has no shaykhus. Now you could tell me there are other cases where people have a big tray, they put their bracha, a nice silver bracha on top of the tray over there, or they put sometimes the matchbox that's made of silver on the side of the matchbox and the silver is klishamak v'isr, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So those one tiny, in that case, echnami, you'll have after, whatever is more choshev. That echnami, kamal v'moshe himself says, if this case over here has two functions, then he starts clearing, he starts telling me, what's more important, the shalheves versus the bracha over here? The silver bracha you have. The shalheves versus the matchbox made out of silver here. Oh, so we didn't get to defining what's more chashiv yet. But we'll hash the swam go from this, that really depends. Let's say you had the candlesticks have no flame on top of it. What are the candlesticks?
No,
nothing to do at all. You never lit it. Is it a sun kiss? So if you say klishmat leheter, on that assumption, no, then we'll have the sugya of buses. We only go flame versus whatever it's compared to. Because bet the flame makes the wick muksa, makes the shem muksa, makes the ka muksa, and the candlestick makes the table. But we have to beat, only has to beat the flame. You can tell me the candlesticks are starting kids with man, they're like last form, they have a big problem. You have to beat the candlesticks also. I mean, shall we have to know what our candlesticks are today? That's an interesting question. Right, it's made for night. That we discussed already. What's a gun? Same question. What's candlesticks? Lapas say chasam kiss. You have to beat the candlesticks. Now, there's an interesting question. Let's say you have a tray. Some people have a tray. They use it sometimes for challahs and sometimes for candlesticks. They can start clanging now. When they use it for candlesticks on Shabbos, and then you put challah there, no one does that. That's a joke already. You say that's a joke. You say no. Circle safe. My house uses for both. It does make sense of challahs there, it makes sense of counting there. Then maybe start clearing that maybe has idea and say the challahs over on the shalavis. Even that, I don't think so. It's very hard to understand that you said. We mentioned this concept another time, discussing when you have the air conditioner, the water's dripping into a bucket on Shabbos, beside the Sukkim Neilat. People want to move the bucket afterwards. So, what to put inside? They want to put a hedge inside the bucket. The question is, you can put things there that don't really belong there. You can put a tuna fish can inside the bucket. Rukh says, wait a minute, tuna fish can inside a bucket? That's a joke. He's coming from the sugya over here. Can't be mishamish a bucket tuna fish can. Simple bum says his atheist put a tuna fish can inside. So you could start clearing how far to take this side over here. Might say if you had a bucket with tuna fish can, maybe you would pick it up and carry it around. No one would do that to the diamond ring. That's bullshit. You put it on, you don't leave it there. That's bullshit. Question is now, where do you draw the line in this side over here that's come to mishamish what? Interesting question. So if that was the sugya of tonight, making it tonight, that means what the halacha is when again you have this flame over here that goes down on Shabbos. The question: can you move it after the flame goes out? So come along the machlokes you're showing the bar come along and says you can make it tonight. Say the ma'aser ain't a boy no mem benish moshes before benish moshes. The ma'aser works. The mechaber nice is mekel. Be oimer the svardim chelik zayin. The ma'aser is mekel. So the tonight helps. For us the Ashkenaz, as far as see everyone is the Ashkenaz, ma'aser come along traces and up and down and so he's machmer. Tonight does not help. In Mechamtan mitzvah the sugya of Chanukah versus sugya of Shabbos, he yoshim etzapa, not yoshim etzapa. Therefore, the Amos says that the chaynogim medinas elu we the ma'isa are machmer. Tonight does not help except one akimto. The stomach upon it to metatul aydei goy. Since we know the goy comes to move it, we'll give the stomach upon him this idea of tonight and let the goy go move this thing after it goes out on Shabbos, which leads to the question of what muktzah can goy go move on Shabbos. We came across it a bunch of times, I'd like to put it together. Really, there are two types of muksa, which is discussed over here by the Mishmur, among Avram, and by the Kivegan. They really argue this point. There's a muksa machmas gufoy, and there's a muksa machmas klisha makla iser. What can a guy move for you? So over here, by Ner, we have a special letter beside tonight. Let's say in all of the cases, we're not making it tonight. What's our local? So come along the Mishnah Berurah, among Avram, they're really asking a question. We saw already last week, in Reish Ayin Vav. So over there, you can go tell a guy, when you want to go down to the cellar, go take the candle. go metaltal muksa. Yet over here we're saying it cannot be metaltal muksa by the case of a candle. We have steers alocha, can you go tell a guy to go move a candle? As the effect of the Magarbam. Vreshain vavus, vreshain tes. If the Magarbam is sight, it depends. If it's moving the candle, it's a gufa mekaymai, a guy can go tell him, Pam Molly, can pick up the candle, it's a gufa, I need the muksa, no problem. You tell a guy to go move the candle, you know why? No, that you need a sign, otherwise it won't be sign upon it. What's the lamedness behind it? Says the Magarbam Mishnah Brura. Because since Yisrael can do also by Mukhtar Machmas Guva, tilts the Matzad, what the Sarkhtar Vehetter, which means Sarkhufa Mekhaimai. So whatever Yisrael can do, tilts the Matzad, Sarkhufa Mekhaimai, Sarkhtar Vehetter, a guy can do, be dying, Mamish, not tilts the Matzad, because a guy is like tilts the Matzad for you. So the Dhamma explains, just like you're doing like this, he is your tilts the Matzad. That's Yisrael in the Magarbam Mishnah Brura. That means it really comes out, a local mitzvah by Mukhtar Machmas Guva. Can a person tell a guy to go move it? Really depends. If it's Sarah Gufa Mekoima, you can. Mechamel tell you cannot. Kiva, Kiveg over here on the Magarbam is Marach against it. He doesn't stand it. The Maisi says no. It's only by Tanai. So maybe on the case of an error, on the Rashba sheet or the case of an error, it's Klishim Lach Leheter. Then the Paschal is not like this Magarbam. They cannot tell a guy to go move your candle for you on Shabbos. What? Oh, so come along with the Koinim, with Raz, it's a Kasha. First, let's assign. Number one, by Mukhtar Machmas Guva, you get a guy to go move it to you. Reb Kiyage says no. We the Meister Mishmur and the Polish school of Al Mishmur Magram says you can only start Gufa Mekoimai, not Mechamel itself. The question he's asking, wait, we're saying over here that why to do it, start Gufa Mekoimai, because since he can do it, Tiltum Natsad, start Gufa Heter, who it in, a guy can do it even straight. In fact, the Graz, if so, wait, a guy can, you still can do Tiltum Gufai, I kick you with my foot, start Gufa Isser. So let the guy also do it, the Sarkhtar Ve'isr. Also, Mechamel itself, because he should be like my foot. Why is he like my Tiltum Hatzad? Then be my foot to move it for me. So, a simple way of answering it, our Chashavas, which from the Dhamma self answers, there's a difference. Tiltum Hatzad is Shmei Total has its Kvalim. Tiltum Guva is Loi Shmei Total, it's not a Total. It's not like Yisrael has a Heter in Total, and whatever Yisrael has a Heter, will give it to the guy doing it straight. Yisrael has no Heter in Total, Tiltum Guva. It's Loi Shmei Total. Neficha loish may total. It's not total. Any total Yisrael can do, we'll let a guy do without doing a bishinoi. But it has to be a total that what Yisrael is doing. If Yisrael is doing a bikufay, that's loish may total. Now the gate to Sarkis, what's the lock on that case? Could a person do also ayide guy? So come along this one. What I know that since we hold Sarkis has a gate of Muxamakas kufay, therefore be a lock on that's put a Sarkis from a koimai, ayide case of a guy. Now there is a tzad to be machmer, like we mentioned already, that the idea of sarn kiss can be worse than mukhtar machmas gufay, had no heter, tiltum in a tzad, no heter, tiltum in gufay, has no heter, and chlami, not the prima gondol, send the base seizif, there'll be no heter ayde goy, sarn kufa mekaymai. Maestro, we do not seem to go this way, do a goy, we want to sarn kufa mekaymai. However, my case of klishim lach to the isser, what's the lach in that case? They come along again in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Shin Ches, they come from the prima gondol over here, in Simon Shin Zayin, they come along the tainas, that by Klishim Lach Isser, it's one darga lower, it's even mutter, Mecham Latzel, by case of Yisrael. By case of a guy. Kivego over here, Maisel also argues that point. Isn't that not so? That means it comes out, the gate to Muxa, what can a guy do? It's always a darga better than Yisrael. That means if a Yisrael, what's a locha, Muxa Makhmas Guvi, cannot move. A guy can do it, Sarkuv Mekhaimai. By Klishim Lach Isser, if Yisrael can do Sarkuv Mekhaimai, a guy is a darga better, can do it even in case. Or Mechamel itself. Both these things, Maiz Kiv Eger argues. Maiz Kiv Eger argues, Maiz like the Mishnah Berurah. Sifrei Halacha, when you have a Ner that was lived on Shabbos, so what goes out on Shabbos, Shalom the Sugya is in Muksa for Chetzi Shabbos, come on the Rashi before down the Beis Yosef, if I remember correctly, he says, since the Machlok is Shalom the Sugya, Boy Lo Yifshto, the Rabbanon might still be Mekel. It's one of the Makoros they point out, by Muksa, Lok is it's Drabonon and therefore some Drabonon Lukulo. Now, this halacha is when it was got lit on Shabbos, went out on Shabbos. Let's say you lit it on Er Shabbos. Mitzad, the Sugya you have a right to, when a person is a Chaylo, you let us. First, need us to have the Sugya of Koch Nefesh, and it goes out on Shabbos. On this case, you say, Mingidus Katsari not. Again, the Shulchan Aruch case is what? When it went, you lit it on Shabbos, it went out on Shabbos. Let's say you lit it on Er Shabbos, and it goes out on Shabbos. Do you have a heter? When it goes out, because the Maisi could have moved the Ben Hashmoshes mitzad the Chayla. Well, no, you had no heter. You say Mingidus Katsoi. Someone with Shimon, he passes the local Maisel. Since even Ben Eshmosh, you have a right to go move it. Mitzad the Chodesh Shaboy, Mitzad Mokim Koch Nefesh, the year led us. Therefore, even after it goes out, also you can go move it. Building upon that, really, it's Machloikis, a question in general. Do hospitals have anything that's books on Shabbos? Some of the Shabbos, the Italian is that anything in a hospital is not muksel. A machine for your heart that is in the right cell, not muksel. A penny says it's not muksel. Now, a penny might be a separate question to argue with him as Zeres Kalim. Because if you hold it's not in the cell, then Zeres Kalim maybe can argue. But he ties all things in the right cell, no, in a hospital is not muksel. You know why? It's this signal. Not mekatadas over here. Just like we see over here, that Malkum Kuch Nevesh, if someone's around and it goes out to go use it, same thing over here, also no kuch, there's no din of muksel in the hospital. They get involved with different rights, as you saw it. He wants to. It gets involved with different rights. Meister, the Gilad Sefer says, Yesh L'chalpshin, in other cases. Here, when it goes out, there's no Isra anymore on it when you're using it. The other Meister, he wants to tell you when you're using it, every time you have a right to, whether it's Uchut Techuyo, but you have a right to go use it, Mitzab Koch Nefesh. Well, let's say not Koch Nefesh, but back to Kolob Muksa. And they get involved with different sugyas, maybe we'll get back to different time. In this question, I have to find what is a hospital to get to Muksa. Rosh Hashanah says, there is no Muksa. The Gilad Sefer said there is Muksa. One of the Makaris that could be coming from is from over here. Sivav and Sugil are Muksa Machmas Mios. Again, that's where we start off the Chabura. There were Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Mishim and Muksa Machmas Mios. We pass them like Mishim and Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Muksa Machmas Mios. We pass them Lekulo. Now, come along the Bialoch, this cult says that we're passing Lekulo, but are we Mekul Legamri? Meaning we have a Klish Mach Leheter. That's Mios. Is Mutal Legamri even Mecham Letel? We can only make all the Targufim Mekamri, but not Mecham Letel. Maisi is Medaik among the Rishonim, Machlokes among the Rishonim. You also bring down the gate in case a person buys a cup and he wants it to use it for Isser. You get the value of the sugar of Azmona Milso, Azmona La Milso. My Mishbua Paskin will get to again the Simish and Yod, Azmona La Milso. And therefore, the loch is whether the case of a Nebbiz Mana Chazal, or anything we buy through Isser for Azmona La Milso, and still a Klishimak letter. Now, what does that mean? It means, for example, that something has two uses. But let's say it's when it was formed by the company, it's clearly made for Isser. That means our cups and our neiris that made clearly for to light to have shem inside and have the shalavis. Come on, God says no. Mishmu, when he's saying his case by ner as mona la mosa, because that cup can be made from drinking, we used to have the shem inside. Whatever you want. Therefore, as mona la mosa. But let's say it's designated a hammer that you buy is made to be a hammer for iser. The case you have a machet, a needle, is made to sew. Come on, the prim God of the place can follow it. That's something that is clearly defined and made the way a siur lekach by the company that even those old as mona lam also which we paskin we have vad nichol the category of either klishmak iser or muksamach maskufoi. There's one other sugya which I'd like to discuss, focus on tomorrow. The sugya of migdal katzai, how to apply it practically. I mean, even though we're supposed to be kias the sugya in reish pei gimel reish pei dalet, the most I'd like to chabur be focusing on in the migdal katzai. Slocha.